in your card. Start the process now and save time later.
You liked him before.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
So he's back with more.
On WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. If you wager on games, my bookie wants to inform you they'd love to have you as a customer. They do this with some incentives for you. They're the industry leaders when it comes to paying you and paying you up front. And you know that you get paid or get paid within 2 business days. If you put money in, they get up to 100% cash bonuses. You can join at mybookie.ag. They have this in-game betting, live betting, and they have a mobile site that makes it so much easier for you, easier than ever, to do it on the go. You also have their online casino if you'd rather just have a few hands of blackjack or roll dice and craps a few rolls there. You can do that as well. It's mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. Now, when you do that, use the promo code RADIO to activate that. Yankees win last night 6-4 against Houston, down 4-0 going to the bottom of the 7th. Rally for 6, even the series at 2. Game 5 tonight, Keuchel versus Tanaka, 5 o'clock. Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-1, 3-0 lead there. Can sweep the series tonight in Wrigley at 9 o'clock. Gave you the news about the awful news about Gordon Haywood with his ankle and fibula injury. And out for the regular season, or out for the season, you'd say. Now, NBA regular season opened up last night. Rick Pitino sues Adidas. Zeke Elliott eligible to play after his temporary restraining order goes into effect against the NFL. And got a couple things. On our text line, on our healthier text line, we had a texter say, stadium is back, all rise. I was there to run on the field when Chambliss hit his home run and when Boone hit his home run and others. That was the loudest I've seen. It's been crazy. Where's the QCT been? Because remember the QCT talked all that Cleveland stuff. I guess he's on to the Cavaliers now.
Yeah, he talked a lot about it, but that's the difference between us and him. I don't feel the need to follow up with that.
All right, we'll see that coming out. Then I get the thumbs down, the Yankees with the thumbs down deal. I love that stuff. Seeing those guys do it. It's a lot. Look, baseball, I can get it if you're not into it. I get it. But, boy, if you are into it, man, the Major League Baseball right now is as much talent as I've ever seen. And then you just keep bringing these 97, 98-mile-an-hour flamethrowers out of the bullpen in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th innings, and it's just it's you know, amazing what's going on there.
Has Aaron Judge turned it around?
Yes, because he's seeing the ball better. Some of his takes were better. If you notice in that Cleveland series, he didn't have a great eye, and he had a tremendous eye in this one that he's just seeing the ball better and laying off of the out of the not chasing. He's got I saw the stat when he's not hitting the ball well, his chase percentage is higher than anybody in baseball, and when he's hitting it well, he doesn't chase. So
back to back games with yeah. home runs. Yeah. He went two for three last night with two for three with a walk. Listen. If he can get it going, Sanchez had the go-ahead double, RBI double. If those two guys in that two and three hole can get that going, watch out.
One of the things that helped him last night is they only struck out 3 times. And even though McCullers had that curveball going, they weren't chasing balls out of strike zone. It bothers me, there's a bad part about Major League Baseball, that right now it's either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. And you got guys trying to pull balls. Nice to see Gregorius not try to pull it. But one of the biggest plays was the hit and run, and Sanchez kind of gave himself up. Normally, he's been pulling off balls and not been hitting the ball very well. 0-71 average in the playoffs. But because of the hit and run where Gregorius scores, he lines the ball in the right center field because he puts the ball in play on that side of the play. You got to hit the ball to opposite field more. And all these guys, and it's not just the Yankees, it's everybody, man. Everybody tries to pull the ball and hit the ball out of the ballpark. Man, just – do like Gregorius did. Do like what Todd Frazier's been able to do. Todd Frazier's hitting .333 in the playoffs.
What Brett Gardner did last night. Brett Gardner had second and third. And just grounded out to yep. second base there. Scored yep. the run, moving the runner over.
Gardner's bat in the Cleveland series. Same thing. No doubt about that. I get a text message that says bandwagon boys. Yeah. Bandwagon since 74. So just done jumped on that bandwagon a good 42 years ago. 43 years ago now.
Never been to a game, Just thought they were fun to watch on TV.
Yeah, pretty cool. Nice little logo they got there.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cool.
It's recognizable. I see it all over the place.
Because everybody in my fraternity wears Boston hats that they've never been to game. Wouldn't even know a Red Sox player if they saw one, but got to wear a Boston hat with a little tatter. Maybe even wear it backwards every once in a while. See how that works out for me. We got Sam Blackman coming up in the next segment. And Sammy's going to go over, it's an open date this week. Sammy's going to go over special uniforms for us. I asked him about Sugar Bowl Blues. Are you familiar with Sugar Bowl Blues?
Yeah.
The orange shoes.
Mm-hmm.
1967, maybe, NC State. And then orange pants, obviously, 1980. We'll ask him about special uniforms coming up with that one. And later in this segment, later in this hour, I should say, we have SEC Power Rankings coming up. So this is the one segment you can reach us, 654-ROAR. On our Northern Communication phone lines, on our health there text line, Transform Your Body in 90 Days. You can do that at 986-1566 and on Twitter at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. On our text line, our health there text line, text says, good morning, Mickey. With Clemson's tremendous success over the last 5 to 7 years, why do you think no one's hired one of their coordinators as their head coach? Might be one of those guys become a head coach to say Tennessee. Thanks, KT, over in Athens. Well, Chad Morris was hired, and so, but that hadn't worked out. I will tell you, I'm hearing from folks fairly close situation that saying Chad Morris is looking to get out at SMU. That it's not a great situation. Here's what you do when you take a head coaching job. In the old days, if you're an assistant coach, you take a head coaching job because you're making $125,000 and the head coach makes $750,000 and you go, man, obviously we're going to do that.
Sure.
And that there's a big jump there between a lifestyle of $125,000 to $750,000. Now these guys are making $1.5 million a year. And they'll take a head coach, a job, and they'll make $3 million a year. Well, there's a bigger gap between $1.75 million and $3 million. But the lifestyle gap between $125 million and $700 million is bigger. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Obviously, it's not as much of a jump, but the lifestyle jump is bigger. And so you would do that. Now there's security in that 1.5 that you're making. And you're winning, and you're getting it done with unbelievable facilities and unbelievable recruiting. So, yeah, you can go take a South Alabama job. You can go take a Toledo job. You can go take a UTEP job. And guess what? You're going to be back at the same crossroads again at some point in time down the road. I think that, and that's what Chad Morris is kind of finding out right now at SMU. Now, the hope there is, if you did go that route, the hope is that you could turn an SMU into a Texas A&M, an SMU into a Texas Tech. He's not on the hot seat a whole lot anymore because they're 4-2. You know, a lot of things could happen there. You could turn SMU to something else. He's 4-2 at SMU, gets to a bowl game, turns it around. You know, you might can parlay that into something different. Brent Venables would take Tennessee, would take, you know, a Power 5 job. He wouldn't take Kansas, but he'd take a Power 5 job where they have some tradition and they've won championships and there's a chance.
He'd take Kansas State.
He would. I think he would take Kansas
State. He played there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he would take Kansas State. But even then, I mean, Kansas State still has issues and we'll see what comes out of that. The point is, though, that you don't want to take a job just to be a head coach because the saying that said the best, I heard Brad Scott speak about this the other day, you don't want to take a job that's going to be your last job. Unless, you know, you go to a place like Tennessee and win for 30 years and retire in 30 years, whatever. So, in other words, if Chad Morris, if it doesn't work out at SMU, that could be his last head coaching job. And so the point there is you'd be patient. Well, you're patient there, but it's a lot easier to be patient when you're making $1.5 million, you know? Man, the wife, you got the huge house, the huge pool, kids are happy. You're banking on a great retirement. Even if you don't get to be a head coach, let me tell you, you make $1 million a year. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to add that up to where you're set for life.
Mm-hmm.
After taxes, you know, $500,000-$700,000 a year. You know, over 5 or 6 years, whatever, you're set. Don't have to worry about it ever again. So, and you're winning. So don't take a situation where you go and you're losing and things are terrible. Take the jump, just a jump. You don't take the job just to take the job, in other words. I think he would take a job, but it had to be the right job.
As Dr. Sandy gets in on the text line, is there anything to his son coming next season to keep him to stay, or would that be not a problem for him to move on?
Hadn't signed yet.
He's committed.
He's committed.
Yeah.
If his dad goes to Tennessee, where's he going to go? In February, who's he signed with?
I don't know. Hey, he spent his entire high school career here in this area.
Yeah, but you play for your dad. If your dad was a defense coordinator here and he committed to him, mm-hmm. and your dad took a job at Tennessee, where would you sign?
I mean, I'd follow my dad, but that's just me.
Yeah. I think he would play for his dad. I don't know. Could be. We'll see. All that stuff will play out as well. I would say that here's the other thing, that if he does go, then Dabo knows who he's going to hire. And now I will tell you this, if Brent Venables does not take a job this year and Jake, his son, plays here, signs here, then I think Brent stays here an extra year or two longer to be able to coach his son for 3 or 4 years. That makes sense. Once he's here, he's here. So we'll see.
You're saying get Jake Venable signed early in December.
yeah, get that done and make sure he stays here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texture said Clemson's greater than Tennessee. Yeah, but Clemson defensive coordinator is not as great as... We said Jake's going to Clemson. Maybe, but if dad goes to Tennessee, you play for your dad. I think, I don't know. I've never asked Jake that. I've never asked Brent that, but those kind of things won't, you know, won't bring up that way. I don't reckon.
And that's not just dismiss Jake like he's coming here just because his dad's the coach. He's a four-star linebacker in some services.
Sure.
He's a good player.
Oklahoma offered.
Yeah.
He's a really good player. I'm not saying that the only reason he got scholarship was because of his dad, but I'm saying that if his dad went somewhere else and he hadn't signed yet, that would certainly, I would think that would be a factor. Mm-hmm. I would certainly think that would be a factor. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The text said, what's December sign date? December sign date starts on December the 15th. It's normally December the 15th. Now, I don't know if December the 15th is a Sunday or Saturday or anything like that, but it's normally December the 15th.
Well, this is the first year it's happened, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first year for football that has happened. But it's an early sign of fact. Is that going to the effect this year or next year?
I think it's this year.
Yeah, they've normally had for junior colleges, it's December the 15th is when you can do that. Is there early signing period this year? I get my days confused on my runs confused.
There's one this year, yeah.
Mike and Simpson said, my cubbies are flat and couldn't hit a one-legged pitcher in the butt with a paddle. 24 walks by the bullpen, not looking good. Now, here's the bottom line. I think if you're the Cubs, I think you're very satisfied that you're able to basically pull an upset in the first round. I would consider that the Dodgers are just better than you. And who'd the Cubs beat in the first round again? They beat Washington. They were underdogs and they won on the road in game five.
Washington.
And I would say, you know what? You pulled an upset in round one and you made it to the NLCS the year after World Series. That's a good year for you.
Yeah, but you're still in it.
They're down 3-0. It's done.
You're in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good, but you're defending champs.
Yeah. December 20th, by the way, our good friend Joe Galbraith sends us this. Joe, don't know what we'll do without you, buddy.
Thanks,
early signing period this year, December the 20th for this year. That's right. There's so many things I get as far as my years running together. I love it when football schedules come out and I say in 2028, Arizona State's going to be playing Oklahoma. I'm like, man, how will I be in 2028?
Football schedule.
That does start.
Where you're planning your Notre Dame trips in 10, 15, 20 years.
Yep. Going to the only other chance I had to go to Notre Dame. Florida State was playing Notre Dame. And my buddy's a big Florida State fan. He had tickets for me. He goes, man, we're driving up. We got a place to stay. Free trip for you. All you have to do is just go with us. Clemson played at Wake Forest that day. That's the day that Wake Forest beat Clemson like 45-14 or something. I went up there instead. So I passed up a bad game as far as that goes. But anyway, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We'll take our break. We'll come back. Sam Blackman's going to join us. We have Sugar Bowl Blues, orange shoes, orange pants, special uniforms worn by the Clemson Tigers. Roto-Rooter RotoRooter.com. Get in touch with RotoRooter here locally. Proudly owned, proudly operated by proud Clemson alumni. They want to help you out, friends. I hope you don't. They hope you don't have to call. But we all know that something's going to happen with a septic tank. A toilet will get backed up, a sink backed up. You've got garbage disposal units. You've got frozen pipes. You've got some some plumbing issues that go on somehow, somewhere. And so let RotoRooter handle it for you. Do not try to take this on to yourself. Call the professionals. They're going to be able to professionally diagnose it over the phone for the most part and get them when they're to you ASAP. They're going to call you when they're on their way. That's a pretty cool deal to know that, things come up and I get backed up too and get all kinds of things going on in my life, but they say, hey, man, we're on our way. Make sure it's still okay to come by. Yeah, it's okay. So you do that. The post-exit interview is thorough because they want to know for the next customer that they do it even better. I love that. It is our great friends at RotoRooter, RotoRooter.com here in the upstate. You put in your phone number, your zip code, or your zip code, and they'll get you your local number that's going to help you out with your local RotoRooter store here, local RotoRooter people here. It's RotoRooter.com. All right, we'll take a break. Sam Blackman joins us. Since it's an open date, let's talk special uniforms. We'll come back for more after this.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
I'm Dabo Sweeney. For years, you've listened to me talk about the good people and superior service at Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Now I have some really exciting news. They have merged with Priority One Security, another local company with the same standard of excellence in residential, commercial, and industrial security. The same people are still in place making sure that your property is protected around the clock no matter where you are. Priority One Security. Take it from me.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance is a preferred service provider for ARI, CDI, Element, Donlin, Penske, and many other fleet management companies. Their fleet management program streamlines all your fleet service needs so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repairs. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee, pick up a box for your business or church meeting, share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When I first heard about the health dare, I was skeptical.
I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical.
My doctor said I needed to lose weight, but I wasn't sure if this was for me.
I'd already tried everything.
Other programs just weren't sustainable.
Then I heard on the radio how the health dare was helping all these people reverse their diabetes.
How the health dare was getting people off their blood pressure medicine.
How much weight people were losing on the health dare.
So with a money-back guarantee, I tried it.
I decided to take the health dare.
I took the health dare 90-day challenge.
That was months ago. In 8 weeks, I lost 48 28 pounds and 22 inches.
I couldn't believe it, but I lost 41 pounds of fat and 45 inches in just 5 weeks.
With the Health Dare, I lost over 200 pounds. But more importantly, I'm off my cholesterol and blood pressure meds. And my CPAP machine is in the closet.
It's because I took the Health Dare.
The Health Dare.
The Health Dare. And I dare you.
Book today at thehealthdare.com. That's thehealthdare.com.
Book your free consultation with a health coach at idaregreenville.com.
Kick off the 2017 Clemson football season with a new EasyGo golf cart from R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports in Seneca and Anderson. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports is a factory-authorized dealer for EasyGo and Cushman vehicles. For the best in sales and service, pickup and delivery, and great 0% financing options, it's never been easier to get your dream EasyGo golf cart. If you need to rent a golf cart for the Clemson game, stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We are safe and sound inside of our Priority One Security Studios right now. We love this company. We love the fact that these guys have and girls have been so good to us. The technology is unbeatable. We have all the technology on our side. No false alarm guarantee. Everything UL certified, IC certified. Get the customer support staff with the operators and all the in-field service technicians, design team. These people are awesome. The support you get is amazing. In 18 different states now, here locally, with 25 security integrators. This is one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. Priority One is there for you, both in your home and your business. Think about our good friends at Priority One. It's the number one now. Priority, the numeral one, security.com. When they merged with Blue Ridge Security, we went over as well. I love the Ring doorbell technology. I love having on my phone the Total Control app service, the video alarm systems they have there, all the great, really kind of cool kind of tools. Really cool to think about. And all the technology. More than anything else, we love being safe with Priority One Security, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Let's get to Sam Blackman now, our noted author and historian. Good morning, Sammy. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Couldn't be better. Hey, Sam, I've got an open date this weekend, and I wanted to go over, Clemson has, like a lot of teams out there, some pretty special days and some pretty special uniforms. I wanted to begin in 1959 with the Sugar Bowl. Clemson comes in number 12, LSU number 1, end up losing the game 7-0 to Billy Cannon and the boys, but this was the Sugar Bowl Blues game, I do believe. Tell me about Sugar Bowl Blues and how the special uniform came about.
It would be hard for us to imagine this now, Mickey. Back in those days, everyone had black and white television. There wasn't color television. And you watched a black and white television, and it was a big, of course, everybody had those big sets. That's the only thing that were, you know, they were operated by tubes and everything, but the picture was a black and white picture. So television executives were kind of uneasy because Clemson wore an orange jersey, LSU wore a white jersey, and they was afraid there wasn't enough contrast between the two jerseys to be able to tell the two teams apart. So they went to Clemson and said, would you wear a dark color? LSU, I guess, you know, they were ranked number one, and I guess they were considered you know, the host of the, you know, Sugar Bowl that year or something. They might have been the home team and they wanted to wear their white collar, you know, that they wear at home. And so they said, Clemson, will you wear a dark color? And they said, yeah, we'll wear a dark color. So Coach Howard ordered a blue jersey with white numerals. The numerals were very wide, so you could see. And Clemson also was going to wear an orange helmet with a white stripe down the middle. So viewers at home could see the contrast between the two teams. So it was a necessity that, you know, that Clemson wore those dark jerseys. And I guess blue was easier to order than trying to get a purple. And, you know, back then, you know, you just could just order uniforms and expect, you know, whatever you ordered to be, you know, just so. So I guess blue was already in stock and all that kind of stuff, so, and easier to get that quickly. So they ordered blue jerseys, and it was to contrast so people could enjoy the game better and could tell the two teams apart. And Lindsey Nelson, the great announcer, Mickey, called that game for, at that time, he worked for NBC. And I think Kirk Gowdy was the other broadcaster in that game. So it was, you know, famous people in those days. Kirk Gowdy, I think, was getting, you know, started. But like I said, Lindsey Nelson, what a true legend he was in the broadcast booth. You know, of course, we know him for CBS, you know, broadcasting the Cotton Bowl Classic in Dallas, Texas for so many years. It wouldn't be New Year's Day unless I saw him do the Cotton Bowl game. Of course, he was famous for those psychedelic-looking sports jackets. And he did that so he could stand out and be remembered, you know, because he started out in the New York market, and see, that was his uniform, was to wear those psychedelic colors. And Clemson made a big splash at the, playing LSU that day. You know, LSU was heavily favored, and they said, why in the world did they pick little Clemson College? You know, of course, Clemson was a college at that time until 1964. But Clemson made a great showing and gave LSU everything they wanted. LSU was ranked number one. And also, Mickey, Clemson took the carpet that they run down the hill down there to LSU, too. I think it weighed 525 pounds. It was that was Clemson's first year using a rug, and they took it down there, and it was considered the world's largest college banner at that time. So it was very significant. Clemson was proud of it. This company, a textile company, gave it to Clemson, and they ran down the hill. And like I said, they took it down to the Sugar Bowl. So whenever Clemson team ran out, they ran out on that on the carpet there. So it was, like I said, it was considered the world's largest college banner. And Mickey, I did some been doing some research on this. The first year that we think that numerals came about, Clemson wore the first numerals on their jersey was 1922. And then, like I said, Josh Cody, it was big news. It made the newspapers that he ordered new jerseys, you know, whenever he first got there in 27. And they were orange stripes on the front, you know, had one going across, and then rest of them were going vertical. And that was the way they, it was a very decorative jersey. And like I said, you probably ordered jersey 1 year, and hopefully they lasted 3, 4, 5 years. And I remember Furman, reading about Furman, they had like a, it's hard to describe without trying to draw a picture, but imagine drawing a circle, and you know you're going around making a spiral. And they had those jerseys, and that way it would confuse the opponents. You were trying to get the opponent dizzy, and also it confused them, and you didn't know if he had the ball or someone else had the ball. So, but it was designed for that. So jerseys do play an important part. And of course, Mickey, in 67, Clemson adjusted their uniform. They, NC State, were known for the white shoes and their great defense. And so Clemson, to put a hex on NC State's white shoes, they painted their shoes orange. And they had a hard time finding orange paint that would last on those shoes. And it was a secret, and they kept it a secret. And then they came down the hill. Buddy Gore, the great running back in that time, told me, said that to this day he can still remember showing up on top of the hill with those orange shoes and a crowd going crazy. And that really inspired Clemson. And Coach Howard was asked by the media, said, "Do you think those orange shoes had something to do with the win?" He said, "Who knows, but I do know this. Whenever players, football players, believe in something, something usually happens." And that's what happened that day. I think, Mickey, it gave them inspiration. It gave them, it allowed them to have confidence, and they upset NC State that day. And it was a very, very good crowd that day, and it was loud, and you get the crowd into it. And then, of course, in 1980, South Carolina was favored. They came in here with George Rogers, and Clemson wore orange pants. And that was a very well-kept secret. I think they just very few people knew about it. And then the manufacturers, Russell Athletics, they used to be in Opelika, Alabama, manufactured the pants, and they kept it under, very, very, they kept it close to the vest. And I think Clemson officials flew down there like that Friday, picked them up, because there was a quick order, and then they brought them up and introduce them at the to the players. Coach Ford said, "This is what we're going to wear today," and they went berserk. They went crazy. And then, of course, I think it had something to do with that win, Mickey. And then, of course, Clemson wore orange pants in 1981 to upset Georgia, and they wore them against Nebraska. And so it was just a It's just amazing what something different to the uniform will do, and it motivates and inspires players to do so, Mickey. And also, Mickey, Clemson used those Sugar Bowl blue jerseys again in 62 against South Carolina. South Carolina came in here and Rodney Rogers kicked the last minute, about 2 or 3 minutes left to go in defeated South Carolina. And it was, it's like I said, the seniors wanted to use those blue jerseys, and Clemson defeated South Carolina 20-17 when Clemson wore the blue jerseys that were left over from the Sugar Bowl. And Mickey, one thing I was thinking about, sometimes people ask me, say, "Why did Banks McFadden wear 66? Well, sometimes, Mickey, when you ordered jerseys, back in the day, you didn't have to worry about, linemen wear 50, 60, 70s. Your quarterbacks usually are in the teens. And, the certain numerals you used those for different positions, so that wasn't in play. It's usually whatever the manufacturer sent you, and they just ordered different sizes. The numerals weren't that important at that time, and so I guess Banks McFadden, him being tall, that was probably the only jersey there that would fit him. So I would say that was one of the reasons. And sometimes, Mickey, people ask us, "What did my grandfather, what number did he wear?" Well, it might be two or three different numbers, because when Clemson ordered jerseys that particular year, it might have been the only size that they had that would fit them, and it just happened to be 57 or 58 or whatever. You know, you try to keep consistency, but then again, you know, sometimes you just didn't help it. But jerseys do mean a lot to people, and I think Clemson has a nice looking jersey. The Tiger Paw has been consistent. It's been, you know, always there on the helmet, and I think that's what sold Coach Howard on the Tiger Paw when they first introduced the Tiger Paw back in the summer of 70. I think it might have been that spring. They were trying to sell Clemson the Tiger Paw, think, hey, this will be a great logo. Well, Coach Howard didn't like it at first, but whenever they brought out a helmet with the Tiger Paw on it, he said, that looks great. And so that's what sold up the deal there, if you will. And, you know, of course, Coach Howard was still the athletic director at that time. But like I said, Mickey, like Coach Howard said, you know, yeah, it may not score any points or win any games, but it sure does inspire the fellas. And like he said, Mickey, you know, if they believe in something, it usually will happen.
Yep, no doubt about it. Good stuff there. Sugar Bowl Blues, orange shoes, orange pants, Sammy as usual, but I always appreciate it. You know, next week you've got a big one with Georgia Tech, and there is a ton of history between Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Yes, Mickey, and of course Clemson used to go there all the time, and I asked Coach Howard one time, said, why did you keep going to Georgia Tech? Why didn't you just quit going over there? And he said, son, we needed the money. He said, yeah, that was just like going to a bowl game because they had a, you know, large stadium, and it's in downtown Atlanta. So, you know, they attract a lot of people. So we'll talk about all that next week, and hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Mickey, I tell you, football season's getting away. I heard someone talking about this. I think it's week 9 in high school.
Yeah, that's crazy. Playoffs
and then
will be
the playoffs start in 2 weeks. I just can't fathom that. I just cannot believe it.
That's crazy how that works. Hey, man, as usual, we always appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you have a good rest of the week, Nicky.
You too, Sam. It's Sam Blackman, our noted author and historian, talking a little uniform talk here today on an off day. Our friends over at the Butcher's Block want to invite you by today. Man, I need to get by. I hadn't been by long enough. I heard Brad and Ben out there the other day, and they keep bragging on it, and I need to head by. I need to take care of the folks over at the Butcher's Block. Butcher's Block over in Anderson is off of North Main Street in Anderson. They have a really multifaceted business in that they've got the meat and three, which is awesome. We've had that. They have the butcher's shop itself, where you get the steaks and the chicken and the pork and all that. They have their tailgate packages and their pre-made meals that you're going to absolutely love. And the full deli menu, the incredible burgers. They've got a lot going on over there. They're off of North Main Street over in Anderson. Go by and see them. It's the Butcher's Block. Check them out on Facebook because they've got some specials going on there and some giveaways on Facebook. There's our great friends over at the Butcher's Block. Man, it doesn't get any better. I say the perfect trip there would be go get the meat and three at lunch, and then as you walk out the door, get you what you're going to cook for dinner. Throw it on the grill for dinner. And get your tailgate packages done as well. So good friends over at Butcher's Block. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Take a phone call or two. Also get your SEC power rankings when you return for more right after this.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Alcohol is legal.
For most people 21 and up, getting drunk is legal, and some people think it's fun. But drunk driving is illegal. I'm Brian Ramey, Clemson class of 86. At my law firm, we sue drunk drivers. If you injure one of our clients while driving drunk, we'll sue you, and you won't have any fun. So have fun, but don't drink and drive. Questions? Call 300-00-00. For those of you who've never been to Clemson, 00 means 00.
Office on Highway 153 in Powdersville.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Put yourself in a 2017 F-150 4x2 V6 EcoBoost, over $12,000 off at just $31,999 plus tax and tag. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer expires October 31st. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
What does 365 days of internet sound like to you? Northland is giving away a year of free internet to a lucky customer. Just sign up for service and you're entered, or go to getnorthland.com/Northland365 to find out how. Students want faster internet speeds and the capability to connect to family back home, and families want to stay connected to their students in college. Sign up for as low as $29.99 with speeds up to 100 megabytes per second, Northland's highest speed offered, for just $59.99. Northland also provides business services with over 1 gig of fiber solutions. Multiple users and devices perform better with faster speeds. To learn more, go to getnorthland.com. Northland, the highest internet speeds offered, up to 100 megabytes per second. Northland.
Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Limited time offer. Other taxes and fees may apply.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
We do the impossible every day. We pursue our mission with excellence and integrity to become leaders and warriors. Our differences make us stronger. Our values make us one. We're the United States Air Force and want to speak with you about a career that makes a difference. We offer great benefits like the GI Bill, free housing, and money for food on top of base pay. We're looking for special ops for those who want mental and physical challenges. Fly high with the United States Air Force.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. We've got Paul Strelo coming up tomorrow. Friday, we're over at Toyota Visa. Looking forward to that. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Get in touch with them. Man, they'd love to help you out at Engineered Sleep. Your bed is going to be awesome. Mine is awesome. And this morning, my wife got up early and made breakfast. She got out of the bed. She went to bed like 8 o'clock last night. She got up, made a bunch of breakfast. And I went, you know what? I think I'm going to stay in the bed. And you enjoy breakfast, I'm going to enjoy Engineer Sleep Bed. And this is a really, really cool company that designs a custom-made bed just for you. But they understand that, man, most people can't afford custom-made beds. So instead of having it at retail settings, they do it right there in a wholesale setting. And it's really cool to see how it works. So great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineersleep.com. They're off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. They'd love to help you out. Let's get a couple phone calls, get our SEC power rankings as well. Billy is in Anderson, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Billy, thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, it's first-time caller.
Well, good. Thanks for calling in.
Long-time listener, though.
Well, thank you.
I'm telling you, I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every morning from a quarter till 7 till about 8:15 till I get to work. So it's a pretty long drive to work, but I love your show. But can I voice my opinion without any real knockdown about it?
Sure.
The Blackman segment stinks, I'm telling you. I know him, okay? I know him. I know of him. But it is the most boring segment I ever heard in my life. Just his talking, what he talks about is so boring. I have to turn the volume down. I can't stand it. A lot of people I work with listen to the show. They're coming over, and they say the exact same thing. It's the most boring segment of your show. Everything else is very interesting except that. So just want to voice my opinion on it. I don't want somebody to go, you know, blast me about it. It's just my opinion about your show. Everything's great about it except that segment. It's just one of the worst things I ever heard in my life. It's just boring. You know, the stuff he talks about is real boring.
Are you a Clemson fan, Billy?
Big Clemson fan. I've been an IPTA member for 40 years.
So you know all that history then?
I pretty much know all the history, but it's too boring to listen to history in the mornings. You know, this is football season.
Yeah.
And it's been great listening to that kind of segment doing basketball and stuff because our basketball team, they're pitiful, but you know, listen to it during odd seasons, but football season ought to be about this time of season. You know, I mean, I tell you who I would love to listen to is Tim Beret. I think that statistician, I think he can give you stats and things like that. I think that would be very interesting to hear the stuff that he says.
Yeah.
You know, but this kind of stuff that's back in history, I'm talking about stuff that happened back in the 30s and the 40s. That's, you know, we don't want to hear that. Just, I mean, I'm 56 years old. You know, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you this, Billy. While we started out the show this morning, we talked about the ALCS and the NLCS. And some people like baseball, and some don't. And so when we talk about it, I get texts saying, hey, man, what a great game last night. That was awesome. Did you see this hit? Whatever. What a big pitching performance that was, whatever. And some of people say, well, I don't really like that. And then we'll say, well, we got the football season. And, man, you guys – I get texts all the time saying, man, you guys talk way too much Clemson football. Please talk about something other than Clemson football. And then I'll get texts saying, man, please, you don't talk enough about Clemson football. We'll get texts throughout the seasons of, well, is Clemson football the only thing that's going on? There's other things besides college football going on. Talk NFL. We need more NFL out there. So the point is that, and I'm getting texts right now from your phone call, and it's lighting up. And a few people don't like it, but a large majority of people saying, best segment of the week. Love it. Love hearing about it. Didn't know that happened. So the point is that with local programming from 6 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, we try to cover a lot of things. We try to make a lot of people happy. We try to bring a lot of stuff that people like or don't like, and it's not, you're not going to like everything. You're not going to like every host. You're not going to like every subject. You're not going to like every opinion, but we try to cover as much as we can and give people a little bit of what they like. And believe it or not, I know you might not believe this, I'm getting texts right now saying, man, my favorite segment of the week. So some people really like it. Some people don't. And that's the same thing for anytime I put on South Carolina, Tony Morrell. Some people, when I put on Paul Strelo, they'll go, I hate recruiting. Please don't put that on. Who cares about recruiting? Some people say, who cares about South Carolina? Take Tony Morrell off. Why do you have Scott Reimer on? Who, I don't even listen to pregame show. But at other times, a lot of people really like it, too. So it's just different for different folks. That's why we have programming from 6 in the morning till 7 at night. And sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I know everybody's got their own opinion. I'm just voicing my opinion.
Sure,
yeah,
absolutely. And you're very
opinion.
Much.
I mean, it doesn't mean it means anything. It's just my opinion. I mean, as far as other kind of, you know, baseball, NFL, I mean, I love sports.
Yeah.
I'm just a sports fanatic. My radio stays on 105.5 all day long.
Yeah. Well, you're very much welcome to your opinion, and I know you don't like that one, so tune in as soon as we get done with that segment, and tune out and turn us back on as soon as it's over with. How about that?
I always do.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks an awful lot. Getting flooded with it now of, what would you say, Zach, about 70%? I'm just, when he mentioned that, just to show you the hot button topic, how did our phone lines do, and how did our text lines do? Just blew up with it. And, you know, again, every once in a while you get people not a good deal here. I don't read all of them, but tons of them on here saying, man, I love it. Great segment. Keep it up. Didn't know that about the orange shoes. Didn't know about the Sugar Bowl Blues. Keep that stuff up. Not boring. So some people said, you know what? Absolutely. Don't like it. So just different strokes for different folks coming out of that kind of stuff. Let's get back to our phone line. 654-ROAR. Hoss is in Anderson. Hey, good morning, Hoss. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to commend you for how you handled that call.
Well, that's too kind of you. Everybody likes some things. Some people don't like certain things. You like hearing Tony Morrell.
I do. And you know, even though I'm not a Clemson fan, I enjoy that segment.
Yeah.
I love stories. And a good story, it doesn't matter to me, you know, who it's about. If it's an interesting story, interesting topic.
Yeah.
And I think Sam Blackman brings a lot.
Yeah. Well.
The thing I was going to ask you about, you know, I heard a lot of talk earlier in the week about Etienne and getting him on the field more and pass blocking and protecting the quarterback. I don't understand why we don't see some of these teams have more two-back sets. I mean, it's like if you put just more than one back, then you're no longer a spread offense and you're going old school and all. I've seen, you know, some teams run out of the two-back pistol, and it still looks like a good formation to spread the defense out, but it gives, you know, maybe gets an extra talented running back on the field, and it's still a balanced formation, and you've got two guys in. If you want to keep one in for pass protection, you can do it.
Yeah, if you notice, Clemson has done a little more of the two backs in there. They'll put Ray McLeod or a wide receiver back there, but a lot of times they run him out of motion. Sometimes they do it with Amari Rodgers or with Ray McLeod, and they run those guys as a running back on a little sweep, and let the running back be the lead blocker coming around on the sweep. They're running a little more two back. I would say maybe three or four plays a game. That's the case. You mentioned the pistol. I personally like the pistol because you still get the eye back angles, and you don't get just the – it seems like to me when you got the back right beside you, you're either running the zone replay. The back's either going left or you know, very few things going right. I guess you could pitch it to the right, see some of that sometimes too. But I do like the pistol an awful lot. What Clemson has done and what a lot of very powerful offenses have been able to do now is they've chosen to spread the field, and by taking – you know, a defender out of the box, they're willing to give up a little bit with an extra protector back there. Now, you can still max protect with a back and a tight end in the game at the same time, but they've chosen to go another route, and that's eliminate one other guy in the box by spreading the field more and having one less guy back in the offensive backfield. Different ways to do it, though, you know, different ways to go about it.
All right.
Thank you, Hoss. I appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
I will tell you this, when it works, people like it. You know, the best plays in the world or when it works. And the bad plays are when it doesn't work. Florida State is a great example of this. If you notice, Florida State runs probably as much I formation as anybody and going under center as much as anybody. Now, I take that back. Stanford certainly still does. But Florida State runs a lot of I, and they go under center a lot still. And when it works, what Florida State sells to a lot of people is, hey, man, Florida State is a – this is what we do. We're awesome at it. We go recruit out of this. And they go out and sign Cam Akers the year after they signed other – or get Laverne and Cam Akers in the same class. When it doesn't work, there are people right now clamoring to Jimbo Fisher all over. I go to warchant.com. And on their website, people are saying, man, the I is so old-fashioned, it's old school, old style, don't run it. In Michigan, they're running the I right now. And they're saying, boy, we love the I. Well, they don't love the offense this year, but boy, Jim Harbaugh means toughness and runs the I. Basically, it's like this. When it works, the guy's really, really good. And this is the right thing to do. When it doesn't work, then that's old and that's not good anymore. Or need to think about it a different way. Captain Hindsight is what that's all about. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Man, I love Harbin Lumber. I told you I use them personally in our home. All of our materials came from Harbin Lumber, and I am a customer. I'm a fan, and I'm a big fan of just doing things and doing it right. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. A lot of what Harbin Lumber does started 100 years ago, and that's that basis of how you treat your customers, how you team with your customers, how you work with them to make sure that they're more efficient with their time and their money. So if you're a builder, remodeler, handyman in the upstate of South Carolina and you're not using Harbin Lumber right now, then, man, I feel bad for you. Harbin Lumber can take care of it. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. We have a ton of things going on. We've got our power rankings coming up. Still your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. It's Mickey Paul Show, Hour 3 after this.